So I'm with Davo after a 4-2 win in the FA Cup away at Bagshot Lee. Davo, just talk me through the game.
A victory, which is the most important thing. Our first of the season in the FA Cup, which is always a bonus, money for the club, and get us a win on the board, and hopefully start off a good run. But in terms of the game, it was a difficult game against a team that were intent on getting stuck in. You know, one of their players even said to me after one of a number of bad tackles that their manager sent them out to rough us up and get flying into tackles, and blimey, they certainly did that on a pitch which just wasn't conducive to playing football on. Once they started to try and play, they looked a better team, and I wouldn't imagine it suits them. But similarly to St Ives, it was just not a pitch where you can play the football on that we want to play. So it meant that we had to go a bit longer where we could. We tried to get it down at times, but we wanted to put the ball in good areas, get free kicks, get corners, get pressure into their in their back four, because we felt that we could capitalise on it, and I thought we did that well. And a 4-2 win is ideal.
And you say, obviously, about early pressure and free kicks. You couldn't have got a better start, could you? You get a free kick early in the game and suddenly Rob Carr pops up at the back stick with a goal.
Yeah, really pleased with the start. Very early on, the first of... Well, was it? I don't even think it was the first in the first minute, but the first of several big challenges. And, I whipped it in and Rob Carr's come in with a great header. Remembered it was you, Rob, this time, if you're listening. Rob's come in, steeled in at the back post, great header for 1-0.
And then the first half sort of plays out, really. And then you come out second half, and that's when sort of most of the action unfolds. And early on, you find yourself pegged back at one apiece.
Yeah, we needed to get that second goal in the first half. We had a fair bit of pressure, created bits and pieces, but we didn't go and capitalise on the bits and pieces that we'd created. So it was a shame that we didn't get a further goal up at half-time. Wanted to go out in the second half and start nice and bright. We started OK. Seems to be a bit of an Achilles heel of ours. We're not starting well in the second half. And again, they nicked in with a goal. Another ridiculous penalty. Both their goals today, other than the penalties, they didn't really do anything in terms of putting pressure on Pricey. And the ball's got bounced in and Jack's jumped up and it's hit. It's that similar to Simba's one last week, really. It seemed a bit silly, but maybe it's a bit unfortunate as well. A bit more unfortunate than Simba's one, but yeah, a bit of a silly handball.
And then if we just look at your goals, I mean, Simba, who's obviously had chances, he's admitted on here before, he gets one chance today and he coolly slots it past the keeper for 2-1. And then Darryl comes on, who's been in good form, coming off the bench, and he makes it 3-1 at that point.
Pleased for Simba, really pleased he got his goal. It was a difficult one, really. When you're missing chances and you've got a fair bit of time from an error from their centre-back, he's running in and he slotted it in really well. So, great finish from Simba. Darryl's come on. Darryl's been excellent for us. We signed him in the summer. He needs match sharpness and match fitness, but what a good player he is. Very good technically, holds the ball up very well, brings people into the game, and he's come on and made an impact in every game. And today, I've put a corner in. He's come in... Good run, good positive, powerful run, and glanced it in. Great goal. I was really, really pleased for him. It looked like the game was dead and buried at that point. And then, once again, we've let him back in. Don't know what Rob Carr was doing back there for a start. But once he was back there, he needed to stay on his feet. Dived in, given a penalty away, given him a lifeline for 3-2. But once again, the character of the lads was excellent. Went up the other end. Simba's burst past the lad. Again, he's got scythed down right on the edge of the box. Whipped it into the back post, got a little deflection and gone in for 4-2. Really, really pleasing result. Good to score four goals. Shame about the two goals that we conceded, both through silly defensive things to give them a penalty, it looked like their only real way they were going to score. And we nearly gave them a lifeline in the game. But in the end, really, really good performance and good result. Well, more of a good result than a performance, but a pretty good performance given the circumstances, the quality of the pitch, which was poor, and the physicality of the way that they played.
And I've just been checking results and I've just seen Hartley Whitney, I believe, have beaten Banbury 5-2, so they're up next in the FA Cup. Thoughts on that tie?
Going to be difficult. I'm going to put their FA Cup to bed for now. We've pocketed our near £2,000, which is welcome to the club, as I said on last week's interview. But Hartley's going to be a very difficult Hartley's going to be a very difficult game. They are a good side. They're flying in their league, and they've absolutely smashed Banbury today. And Banbury were one of the favourites in the South and West this year. So yeah, it's going to be very difficult. But let's forget about that now. We've pocketed the money for now. We've got some league games to go and play in. I hear that Godalming drew, so we're without a game on Monday now. And so yeah, we look forward to next week against Aylesbury, I believe.
Well, best of luck. Good luck in the next round, and congratulations on today's win.
Cheers, mate.